place our executive session meeting in recess, and we are reconvening regular session at 2:24, and we have a meeting regarding health plan discussions, review, wrap-up, Linda, and all the things that need. Do you want to join us? You and Dixie both? Dix? No? Yes? No?
She doesn't ever want to join.
Dixie? Brandon? Dixie?
Come sit with Brandon.
I heard you were the Miss Wagner.
No, scoot in here with us.
As I understood it, we needed a final decision or final decisions from the County Commission, although we have already voted to stay with Cox. We voted to accept the increase notice that we were given and to accept what we labeled as Plan A.
Yeah.
Additional questions and thoughts that we have, if you all will lead us into this, then we'll move forward with whatever we need to do.
Ron, one thing I do, since I wasn't here at the last meeting, and we didn't have these materials ready before the last meeting, one of the things you guys had asked in our first get-together was about how many employees had met their deductible. Because one of the options we had considered, and I know it's no longer being considered, but was the possibility of having a higher deductible and then self-funding that down, right? So picking like a $3,000 deductible with a lower premium, and then the county would take a certain portion. And we told you at the time we didn't think that would necessarily be the best solution for you, but we do have a report that shows you had 63 members meet their deductible. So if we were to do a scenario like that, it would probably end up costing you money when you're having to self-fund down to that. You're going to be absorbing that cost. That's a large portion of your population meeting their deductible. So I do think that the decision to continue with the same plan designs, at least for now, is a good one. But I did want to follow up with you guys so you were aware of that. And then you had 18 individuals meet their out-of-pocket maximum. But I've got copies of those reports if you guys want them. They do not have names on them, but it has each member listed with no name, showing you whether they met their deductible or out-of-pocket or not.
You're going to go make some copies?
No, I brought
you
copies.
You brought copies.
I did bring copies. I didn't know if you guys would want them or not, but I did bring copies. Just so that you guys had that knowledge. You guys were aware where the claims came from this year. When you've had 63 people meet their deductible and 18 meet out-of-pocket maximum, that means all of those other expenses are then hitting your plan. And that's why we saw that 110% loss ratio this year.
So the 63 are the ones that met a $1,000 deductible.
Or 500 if they were on the buy-up plan.
On the buy-up
yes.
plan. And then the other 18 reached the $2,500 maximum.
That is correct.
Okay. Yes. Just wanted to get that clear because it wasn't real clear with me even. But
well, you said it correctly.
Yeah.
Got it.
I've had a lot of people from the county ask me about why we made this decision, and a lot of it is not explained. It's not set in their minds that the 13% is a good deal. Mm-hmm. They don't realize from what we know as other as we deal with other counties and other elected officials, that's probably the lowest of any number that was presented to us. And so I think that needs to be maybe more clear to them whenever they come to sign up or whatever, because it's been a big topic of discussion among 13%, you know, is a lot of increase, but
in addition, Danny, what they need to know is the next bid that was closest to them was 36%.
Yeah, well, something like that.
And those are conversations that typically we'll discuss, you know, okay, when we have the meeting, what do you want me to tell the employees? How do you want me to communicate this? And that is something that I would typically communicate to them. Hey, listen, we've talked that it's all going to be based on your claims because of your size. And this year you had a really bad claim year. And that the next closest offer was a 36.6% increase over current. So that's why 13% is a very competitive.
If you could just blame it on Obamacare, that'd be even better.
Absolutely.
3% of it is
3% of it is technically.
I'd say 30% of it.
3%.
And a zero.
Yes, Brandon.
It's obviously not popular. So.
If he's got me off track now, it's another
Sorry.
Question I had.
Got you excited about last Tuesday?
Yeah, got me off the track there on another question I had about the cover. Well, it'll come to me if
Sorry,
I have to
Dan.
Break in on a conversation. I will.
We'll let you.
You'll have the right. Yeah.
There's been a lot of discussion about the incentive. Personally, I'm not in support of the incentive of the proposed 90 or 95% payback or whatever it is, and the 5%. I know that the people in the Wellness Committee, and we also have Mike here from the Wellness Committee, but I know they were supportive of that idea. The thing that bothered me most about it was the we're already doing a great favor to those that have dependents by paying partial dependents $100 towards those with dependents. Some of those with dependents may be on the top of that list of the people that have reached their maximums on both of those. So I thought it was maybe a little unjust. You weren't getting apples for apples when you asked the county employees to come in and have a basically a blood test or whatever to determine their health when the insurance claims themselves might not even be associated with them themselves. It could be their family members that have caused. So I can't support it because of that little thing that's in my mind that just says I can't do it. And I just, whether it's reason enough or not, I know that it's a good thing. I hope as many people participate in it as possible that we could possibly get to participate in it. But I still have this uneasy feeling about it. That's the only thing I have to say about it.
That is the case, right? The dependents don't get the free screening. It's just the employees, correct?
No, it's just for the employees. That's correct. Now, the dependents are welcome to come for the screening. They can actually pay for it at the time of the screening. They can write a check to Cox Health, and they can come and participate, but it's not included in the proposal.
The wellness.
Right. So what do you need from us, ladies?
Are we leaving it as is, as it and?
My assumption is yes.
Your assumption is yes.
So we need to vote on it, right? Because we brought it up? Or do we?
Yes, I think so.
Well, I would ask you to word it differently. If you say you're not for the incentive, does that mean that we are only picking up 90% of the employee's share of health costs?
No.
100%.
Not 100%. But so I said it wrong. Okay.
I think that we took it right. There's not an incentive unless we're giving them something extra for doing something. The incentive was going to be that if you'll take this free health screening to help determine whether or not there's something wrong with you physically that we might catch early, the county would pick up that additional 10%. So the question is, does the county pay 100% of the health premium costs and not
how many years
do anything
have we done
other than hopefully re-educate our employees about the advantages of getting health screening?
How many years have we just paid the 100%? Quite a while.
Forever, I guess.
How many years of?
And it is a very rich benefit, and okay. I'm very proud of it, as well as the $100 for the dependents,
right.
Because it would be really hard for people to have their spouses and children on their plans without that, because it's quite expensive. So I am proud of what we've done for our employees, and I would not want us to do any less. I would say that having the health risk assessment as a choice is also a good benefit, because it's going to benefit them in their health.
Yeah, I think we need to make sure they're aware of it and really encourage them to do it. But I think the opinion of two of the commissioners is not to incentivize it. Is that fair? And the opinion of one of the commissioners is to incentivize it.
Well, my opinion is I think that if we could push our employees into having this health risk assessment, that it would be in their benefit and it would be long-term to the benefit of the county, because eventually we'd save us monies that we're paying towards premiums, and we will longer better be able to provide 100% premiums. I know that we're one of the few counties in the state that pays 100% of the employees' premium. Is that right?
I'm sure that you are.
That, in addition to, it's a very rich benefit.
And on top of that, when you couple the fact that we're paying $100 towards dependent coverage, I don't know of anybody that's doing that.
The thing that I was going to ask you about the coverage before was in figuring the ratios of the number of people when they figure our bids, like Cox figured our bids, and then you had the other. Before, when we had companies, and I think you've already answered this question, and I was probably off in la-la land dreaming about something else. But they used to take the high.
I asked that last week.
Did you ask it? Premiums, and I think it was two or three or maybe even four the highest premiums, and threw them out. And then
are you talking about claims?
Claims adjustment.
What they do is every carrier is their rating insurance on a group your size. It's based on your experience. When they look at your experience, they're going to take what they call, they have a pooling level. So they have a level of any claimants who are over this, you know, if it's 75,000 or 100,000, we're going to pull those claims out. We're going to keep anything that's underneath that. You know, we're going to keep $75,000 on that person and anything that's underneath that. And we're going to consider that as your total claims exposure.
That's
the issue, is you've got multiple people.
On your case, size is pooled at $100,000.
Yeah.
So that $500,000 claim, the county saw the first $100,000,
yeah,
and then the rest got pooled off. Was taken care of by a reinsurance cost, which is part of the component that goes to build your premium.
Yeah, and I remember Brandon asking the question, but I don't pay much attention to him most of the time. So I do remember Brandon now that you brought it up to me.
So Danny, to your point though, so even when we go out to market and they discount that, they take anything over $100,000, you've got three people then that were at $100,000. For rating purposes. I mean, because they were over 100, so when the new carriers factored that in, they factored in 100,000 on each of those three people.
Yeah.
In addition, you've got five others that were between 30 and 100,000. So that's what just drove your claims experience was just really rough this year. So
right.
They did pull up, they didn't factor in 500,000, the other carriers. They factored in 100 on that person. But they also look at what they expect that person to have in the future because of their diagnosis.
Right.
Since the time that those reports were run, there's a new claimant on there that is north of that 100,000. So,
yeah.
Well, new or in addition to the one that we saw that was like at 86,000 or something.
100 was We have one at 161 and one at 283 since the last time the reports were run.
Wow.
Since, well, I mean, and we did discuss those when we were here the first time with you. That is since UnitedHealthcare gave you their generous offer of 36%. We've had two additional members, one at 161,000 and one at 283.
Right.
So.
Well, I'm going to make the motion that we stay the same as last year with 100% coverage and $100 on the dependents, which is exactly the same plan that we kept for last year, except for those that bought down to, and you still offer that on
the buy-up.
The buy-up.
Yeah, they pay the extra for.
Do we need to vote on the, do you guys need to know the $100 also, because that'll help some of the employees make the decision if they're going to. I know he said both. I didn't know if he wanted to.
Is there a second?
Second.
You've heard the motion and the second. For clarification purposes, the motion will fully fund by the county the employee share of the premium cost for this coverage and will cover up to $100 per month for family or spouse care coverage, correct?
Dependent care or spousal care?
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. You all have, you say next Wednesday?
The 18th, November 18th, as open enrollment. And we will be sending out emails as to the times and when employees can attend.
Do you want to do a negative enrollment, which is people just stay the same, let's say, turn in a form, that'd be easier.
That's what we're going to do on some of the lines of coverage. But we're going to do the open enrollment meeting so we can communicate and talk about the HRAs in particular. We're not going to focus a lot of time on the optional life and the optional disability products and the dental and that, which are going to continue the same as they are right now. But I feel like we do need to have the open enrollment meetings to communicate the medical plan.
Do
and
we,
some may want to add dependents.
Well, and from past experience with the payroll department here, I know that Don prefers it when we have an actual election form for each member, either electing or declining coverage specifically on the medical. So.
Yes.
So on something like this, do we need to let other, I know one year we had other vendors out there that, like Aflac was out there, or...
They have asked to come already.
Okay. Are we going to allow them to do that?
Okay. And Surf, and then Vision Care. Well, we have someone for Vision,
okay,
which is actually under EBD, so.
Okay.
Okay, so if we can communicate the times, Jamie, after we leave, that'd be great.
On your email, do you have any idea when this health risk,
It's usually February or March.
Okay, and I would like to start working on that as far as getting that importance of that to the employees.
We'll make sure we focus on that during the employee enrollment meetings. I know in past years when we made plan design changes, we've had to spend a lot of time focusing on that. This year, without making plan design changes, we can spend more time really encouraging them and educating them on the wellness plan.
I think Danny's saying let him know specifically or let us know specifically so we can kind of encourage also.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right, Danny?
Yep. You're right, boss.
Thanks, Chief.
Other comments?
We'll get everyone informed as quickly as we can, yes.
Sorry we gave you such a long drive. Not you. You're right on the border and stepped over the fence.
Just right over the
fence. She wanted the mileage.
She needed the mileage, and she's only got to go back.
For the record, we don't pay the mileage. Her boss is paying the mileage. I want to clarify that.
It's in the record.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We will not pay any speeding tickets.
I didn't get one. Will not confirm or deny whether I was speeding or not. I was really careful in Taney County, though.
Yeah.
Danny's not.
Because I know those sheriffs will recognize that you're the one that does our insurance.
I think Danny waits till he gets to the Danny waits till he gets to the county line and then he speeds up.
Thanks, Jamie.
You can tell they've described Dan's car over the loudspeaker and they can pick him up.
Thanks, guys.
Recess, so we'll just.
We're in recess to from exec.
We'll come out of exec session recess.
We're going to go back into recess now.